We have begun already the second week in Lent. And of course, today, there are so many messages. You have to read it for yourself, which you should have been, as I have told you, that you need to follow your missal. God knows if or when I will ever be able to read the readings in English again. My voice has to be saved for that which I need to teach, which is more important for you. Now, of course, in many places, the tail is wagging the dog, because even though it is the Feast of St. Patrick, nevertheless, it is Monday of the second week in Lent. And the Lord tells us in the Gospel in particular, you do not know me, and where I'm going, I'm leaving, and where I'm going, you cannot follow me. And the Jews were so stupid as to say, well, is he going to commit suicide? And that's why he says we cannot follow him. How that follows, we don't know. But that's what the evangelist St. John tells us. And then our Lord says, you do not know that I come from the Father and I return to the Father. And you do not know that God is my Father. And they, of course, did not even understand that, because their eyes and their ears were closed, as well as their hearts. No different today than it was then. And then our Lord simply says, and I, when thou liftest me up, you will know who I am. And of course, he was referring to the crucifixion. When he is lifted up on the cross, then we will know who he is. And so we see that many indeed did. The centurion who pierced his heart, whose feast was Saturday also, by the way, St. Longinus. And when he pierced the heart of Jesus, blood and water came out, and they splattered his eyes. And this was his last mission, because he was going blind and he was retiring. And then the blood of Jesus healed his eyes. And then, of course, today, of very great importance, is also the feast of St. Joseph of Arimathea. St. Joseph, who was a Pharisee, one of the Sanhedrin, who came to Jesus by night in the dark for fear of the Jews and their reprisal. And it is he who gave his tomb to Jesus to be buried in when he did die. And he, of course, believed already. And after the resurrection and ascension, St. Joseph of Arimathea went with the Apostle St. Philip to France and even to England, it is said, where he opened churches, especially built a church, which, of course, is now gone, in honor of the Blessed Mother. So many things. But principally today, it is the first day of this week, Monday of the second week in Lent. And as the days go by, we prepare more and more and more, if we can, for the horrible passion, death, crucifixion, death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we hope to be with him also, not only then, but also on the third day when he bursts out of the tomb and is resurrected from the dead. For he says, I lay down my life and I can take it up again. No one can take it from me. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.